got 10 cents a barrel.
How'd you get the lid off once they...
Well, when you get it off, you just loosen the top hooks and they
put oh, I see.
Bring out enough
I
so
see.
They come off.
You said, Mrs. Arnett, you said that the sugar was shipped in barrels. Were they the same kind of barrels as was used?
Well, you know, I didn't give that much thought.
These were apple barrels.
There's a difference in barrels, is
oh,
that it?
Well, they wouldn't hold water, these barrels.
But I mean, to ship grain or sugar or something?
They had better barrels than we made. We made apple barrels, and they shipped those to England and so forth.
They shipped apple barrels to England?
England full of apples.
Dried apples, they shipped a lot.
No,
dried?
They had dryers. Yeah.
My folks used to have
the one in
Millville,
one
ridge.
In Oldsville, and one in Old Orchard, I guess. And they had big furnaces in the building, and they had the flats to sit on top of the boards, and there was a little space in between them.
Now, are these the dried boxes?
This is
you're
drying the apples. No,
oh.
They didn't have boxes.
Oh, all right.
Put on this, floor that
where?
Had the grooves in it.
On the kilns, Claude.
Yeah, on the kilns.
On the what?
Kiln, K-I-L-N, I think it is.
Oh, kiln.
Kiln.
Yeah, kiln.
But
then in the middle
of
the night,
they put them in boxes, I think.
They
no.
fill those shelves full of fruit during the day, and they keep the fire up in the night, and the fellow at a certain time you go up and turn those apples over.
Mm. So what could you use dried apples for?
They send them to England
pie.
And so forth.
Apple pie?
Make pie on them.
I don't know why they didn't have any apples over there, do you? I can't imagine.
Well, they didn't have room for apples. I don't think that's apple country.
Apple orchards.
It's like peaches. Peaches are grown at Oak Orchard and Lennonville, but they won't grow here.
Hmm.
Well, they will grow, but they don't amount to darn.
Now, what's the difference? The soil?
The soil and just a little bit of temperature there. Lennonville and down in that area, you get... Well, you drive down there in the summertime, if you have the windows open, you'll find when you get to the route 18, you'll get a blast of cold air from the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that held through the night, that would hold the temperature down, so you didn't get the frost. It's heavy to death.
I only charge you $10 a visit in the MDs, so
you got a dollar for... A visit?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes in town, you're down here.
Mm-hmm.
I used to drive around from one house to the other.
Mm-hmm.
When, of course, I went in the country most of the time.
Sure.
Let me test the towers. I guess you've got all of that.
Yeah.
That time over to Stockfields, Secretary, I had that trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I forgot all about it.
Well, I talked about it.
That's the culvert.
Yeah, we went down there and went in that dooryard right next to back into the field. There was a stockade there, all made of wood.
Uh-huh.
And we used to, then from the out end, they had a big door in the bottom of the canal, and they wanted to shut the water off, but they raised that door up. And that stopped the loop. Then there was wooden ones that went down on the side and filled it up so that would stop the water if there was a break beyond.
Oh, I see.
And we used to go there and swim. And the job was to swim across from the end of that stop gate to the other side. Of course, most of the water was going through that space in between.
Mm-hmm.
There was just room in that gate for two boats to pass.
Hmm.
One going up and the other going down.
Hmm.
And we used to go there Sunday afternoons to swim. We walked to Millville down there. And by the time we got back to Millville, we didn't need a bath again. It's funny enough to take care of it.
I
then we got a bicycle.
340 miles long, the canal. I was thinking that
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's probably.
I don't.
Down to New York, and then they took them.
Down to Buffalo, you took it down.
No, I said New York.
You took grain from Buffalo down to New York?
Yes.
From the west.
They shipped it down the lake. You know, at one time, the Erie Canal extended from west of Columbus. Columbus, what do I mean? The city that's on the lake shore there.
I told about the stores I remember over Stockfields, Canal stores. They were my chief delight. I remember them better.
Oh, tell me about the stores.
Well, they were all, they had everything, all the staples and leather things to sell. And then you'd get your, you know, where Crescent is down the east.
Well,
that's where we used to get the water, and two barrels outside and a little faucet inside so you could turn it on to drink and cook and like that.
Oh, you had two barrels of water on the boat?
Yes.
Oh. But the water?
And an ice box to keep things. Right through the wall. And had a little shelf and a pail of water and a dipper and a, you know, to get the water. Oh, yes, we had.
You had what?
Bunks, they called them. You stepped down in the staterooms, they called them. That's where we slept. I had a bed. My father and mother had a bed.
Oh, just like a little apartment.
You know.
But you said in this the stores that were along the canal.
Well, we had all the staples and quite a few vegetables and like that. I'll tell you some. Clyde Waller's uncle.
When did you stop to pay for
it? I had an uncle that used to have a canal store down there.
We somewhere in there showed pictures of cathedrals and so forth. And Europe, the fellow had been there, and he had some slides and showed it to us. How those people, some of those buildings had a horse up 100 feet in the air on the outside of that building. So how did they get it up there? I don't know. How did they build the pyramids? Well, I know how they built the pyramids. They
was telling about Mother's Kitchen and.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of pies, for instance, would she bake?
Oh, apples, same as we would home.
But, I mean, this would be for the people that were working on the boat?
Oh, yes, just the drivers.
Must have been awfully hard with a heavy stove and a hot stove in the summertime, wasn't it?
It was pretty warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I threw myself and hit a
tow line?
No, a ring and a thing to. I had to be tied.
Yes.
You know, the top was tied. And so we happened to be in New York City at that time, and in less than 2 minutes there was a crowd around there. You know how terrible we are.
Mm.
About things like that. And ambulance came and brought a doctor.
Well, what did you do? You were swinging on a hammer?
I swing and I doubled the machine and I threw myself over onto the ring and cut a, bled quite bad.
On your head?
Yes.
Oh.
But we were well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And she fell out of bed and busted a hole in her head. 2 weeks ago.
I didn't either. Don't tell her anything like that.
She did.
I didn't even out the table.
When they got to Albany, they put the.
You got competition over here.
I think I have a yellow that came out from along the side, you know, Hudson. A beautiful trip down the Hudson. Even as a little girl, I realized it. But I was going to say they had a little boat to come out and with ice cream, cigarettes, and cigars, and things like that, you know, and they paid for it.
Oh, sure.
Bum boats.
Sure. What'd you call it?
They used to call the little boats bum boats.
Bum? B-U-M?
Bum boats, because they got beer and maybe, I don't know what else.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, what did you say about your mother had one rocking chair?
Oh, she had one rocking chair that she could rock and recreate in.
And everything else was what?
Well, stools went under the table, you know. When the work was done up, the stools were under the table, the sides let down.
Mm-hmm.
And
that boat
boat must have been.
Did you have any kind of music on board boat? Like a mouth organ or anything like that?
Well, unless it happened to be some driver that wanted to entertain a few. Jew's harp, usually.
Yeah. Could you play one?
No, mercy, no.
The same thing happened then as it does now. He was going through a lot, and the lock keeper kept by if you get through without dipping water.
And if you didn't, and he had to get, she let the water go down on your.
They'd open it up so fast, the water run all over.
That tells that in that book.
Does it?
Yes, he tells that. He says beautiful things.
Well, the Hudson River, night and day.
Yes.
And the searchlights. I used to love to see them. They called them searchlights. They'd throw them on the, as the tow was going down the Hudson, they'd throw those searchlights along, all along the edge of the river. And
why did they do that? So you could see your way, or what?
Well, I don't know. I really don't.
Showed you the picture in the night. Don't lose this.
Okay, okay.
Say what, did you say?
They showed you the photograph on the bank of the river down near New York.
So you wouldn't bump into it, maybe.
Well, they had lots of summer resorts along too. They showed up. They'd have dancing or music.
See, they leave their horses in Albany and go on this tow down the river.
Mm. Well, where would you leave your mules? Would you leave those?
Drivers, and they'd start up the. Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, I didn't pay much attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't see the sense in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a lot of canals after that. One went up through, you go up into the Adirondack Mountains and you run into the Erie Canal. They called it the Black River, River.
Yes, I remember Mother City going up the Black River coming out, but I never went.
There were small boats and they had small locks and so forth.
The Black River Canal. I don't know enough to know about that. Yeah. They have a diagram in here of the.
I never remember going on it.
She never went it because their boats were too big.
I see. Your father had two boats, is that it?
Yes.
Uh huh. And they were mostly grain boats.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they took everything, I know that.
Took salt. Oh, I told you that.
Salt and sugar and grain. Did your mother ever do any canning on board?
Why, yes, I'm sure she did. But I didn't pay much attention.
Well, this book, Canal Boatman, says that the women quite often did canning.
They never tied up. They never tied up for anything Sunday, Monday, night, and day.
Just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How big did he say the boats were?
Oh, he gives, that's all in here. And he tells the different sizes of the different kinds of boats and before the canal was widened. And you'll find it very interesting. I know you will. I'm just delighted that
somebody
told us about it. It's by Richard Garrity, and he's from Buffalo or Tonawanda. And, he's not a brilliant man. He's always been one of the little people in life, you know. I mean, he's always held, well, I call it sort of like menial work. I mean, he's not going to set the world on fire. But he lived his whole life, you know, first as a driver and then as a steersman. And he tells about it.
The steersman was always a whole higher class.
Yes, yes. What did you say, Dr. Arnett?
One of the presidents was driver on the canal.
Yes, I used to feel kind of sensitive about it. And I thought, oh, shoot, let me see which one.
What president?
Which one was passed on? What was his name?
Tip Kinnear and Tyler, too, wasn't it?
Oh,
Tyler.
Really?
No, that wasn't the one.
Okay.
I forgot.
One of our presidents was a steersman?
Driver.
A driver?
A driver.
He probably when he was 8 or 9 years old, I guess.
You don't know who it was?
There was no job for the driving. You know.
Wasn't Norman Fillmore?
Could be, I wouldn't know.
Maybe it was, I can't remember.
He's in the book somewhere.
Gee,
and of course I.
This book does not have an index. That's one thing I don't like about it. It does not have
a canal boat that size was just like a little chip on the ocean, but.
Yeah.
when she was on the canal.
Everything went sailing.
Yes,
what do you mean?
You couldn't have a shelf with anything on it or thing. Maybe you would bump, the boat would bump and they'd break the dishes. Everything was in drawers.
How'd they keep the drawers from flying out?
Well, they wouldn't go that easy, probably.
Mm-hmm.
No, they never did. They wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. What? How did your mother do her laundry on board boat?
Oh, she washed it down in the, when the boat was light, she'd wash, do the washing up, and.
Hank, where would she dry it?
Put clotheslines in the what's the name of it?
Stateroom?
Well, the stateroom was where you slept.
Oh.
Well, they had a vine on the top of the boat.
A what?
Yes.
Close up, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the boat raised up high enough when it was full, the boat would be sunk down enough so they could have this clothesline above the boat.
Oh.
But when it was empty, it just missed the boat and bridge.
I see.
The bridge was up.
Hmm.
Like that.
They cut the children on the shore would call out, how'd they go? Canala, Canala, you'll never get rich. You'll die in the ditch yourself.
Anal, what
I didn't
say?
Like that very well.
Analer, canaler?
Mm-hmm.
Analer, canaler, you'll never get rich. You'll die in the...
You'll die in the...
Canal?
No, I said it once. No, I've forgotten it again. You say, canala, canala, you'll never get... Canaler, canala, you'll never get rich. You'll die in the ditch yourself. Mrs. Corey said one day, she said, you must have a nice mother or something to that effect. She says, I can't quite figure you being on the canal.
Oh, I think, I don't think being on
the
canal.
It was the rough decks of the country.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe some of the people, it's like any other job.
Well, it's
like some doctors are no good or some teachers are no good. And some drivers.
The country, the people
that wasn't Garfield,
water,
was it?
Boats
I don't know. Was it?
Not funny. I don't know.
No.
Small boats
I didn't
and big
worry
boats
about,
and what have you.
I didn't worry about presidents, what they did very much. Or about the staterooms and how they had the scuttle hole in the deck.
Hmm.
I always wanted a cat. I had a cat. And they always got had fits, seems to me, something out of the water. I don't know. We thought it was the water. And they'd usually end up in the canal. They'd go round and round and round the running board and then jump in the canal. And that's the last I saw.
So you had a hard time keeping
a
cat, huh?
Oh,
dear.
Mother did lots of sewing on the boat, though.
Mostly by hand or with a sewing machine?
A sewing machine.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't stay on the canal after you got in high school?
Oh, murder, no.
Summertime?
No.
No, I didn't think you did.
After you were 8 years old?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You went to live with your grandmother?
Well, through the summer, the finishing of the summer. They always went off the boat and winter, of course.
Yeah.
Came home down the beach.
Well, now, what grandmother in Knowlesville did you go to live with?
It wasn't in Knowlesville. It was right there in Oak Orchard.
Oh.
I didn't go live there long, only until mother and dad and the family finished out the year, the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go again in the spring when the
Where would they put their boat in the wintertime, their boats?
Well, I used to know, but I can't remember where they did. Not far from here, around here, Gasport or someplace like that.
And the horses were taking, or mules were taken care of too?
Yes, down the country on the, we didn't, Dad didn't have a farm, he had orchards.
Was he a farmer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where was his farm?
Well, he had fruit on the ridge and he had fruit where we lived down on the creek road.
You know where the
Oak
hotel is down the Oak Orchard?
The hotel? Yes.
She year than the next house.
Oh, really?
It burned up after that. Dr. Waters lived there, his father and family.
The next house.
Yeah. Awful looking hotel down there. I don't know why I was so dumb, but then that's the way I am maybe. I'd walk and they'd take, all the men would take off their hat for this little square white place in the Temple of Music in Buffalo. And I thought, isn't that funny? They keep taking their hat off like
Pan
that.
Pan American Exhibition.
The Pan American, but now was this McKinley had been shot?
Yeah, after he had been shot.
Was he laid out there or what?
No, but I mean, it had happened the day before.
He was in the building when he was shot.
Yes.
And you remember seeing people do that?
Yes.
1901,
wasn't it?
I don't know.
Of course, after a short time, I caught on what it was or my mother's telling me.
Two older brothers went with me.
Was this after the president?
They tried to buy 10 cents worth of candy, and they didn't have that kind of candy. I only had 25 cents to spend. I was kind of careful with it.
Well, you went up to see the president?
Pan American, yeah.
I can remember the Hawaiian dancers, too.
This was in the House of Music that he was killed.
Temple of Music.
Temple of Music. At the Pan American Exhibition?
Yeah. I know one thing that amused me, they had people waiting in the, theoretically, in the big reservoirs of water that walked or petitioned around it and so forth. The electric lights were on and the electric tower, and then just started having electric lights. And we stayed there. Forgot, I guess we, one of my brothers took the lunch. We ate our lunch, and then we caught the train home.
Everybody took their lunch in those days.
Oh, yeah.
And, there wasn't room in the car, so I sat out on the porch. I think I was about 6 years old, out on the platform and the steps on the train. Drove down from Buffalo.
Really? Yeah. You rode home that way?
I rode home on the steps of the train.
Oh my word.
Shovel Center. That's where I got mixed up. When I go up West Avenue and up through to Shelby Center, and then instead of the road going south, it goes west. Until I get clear up to Alabama, and then it straightens out and I go west the rest of the way.
You used to go to that mill up...
We went to the top of Barker Hill and took that angling road over. Then it turned and went on over the river and back onto a straight street and then back around to the mill. By the time I got around there with a horse that was walking, I got all mixed up and it never straightened out. I'd go on to Medina, I always go out over the bridge down there, I always go east instead of continuing on north.
I hadn't realized that. Oil lamps?
Our electric lights were these oil lamps and brackets.
They were hit straight up on the walls?
Yeah, just, similar to up there.
Would they be kerosene oil?
Oh, yes.
They are swimming.
What'd you say?
They're swimming in the canal.
Wasn't the canal, wasn't that where they threw their... all their junk in the canal?
Oh,
wasn't
yes,
their
they
toilet?
Did, but they, sometimes animals, but.
Yeah, but how could people go swimming in it if it was all dirty?
Well, it just did, I guess. That's all. Oh, that scuttle, I was thinking about the pets. I tried to have the cats, always had fits. And we'd be scared, fear the cat would bite us or something like that. So we'd go down, this particular time, we went down in the, stateroom to get away from it, and somebody forgot and left the scuttle hole off. The cat came right out where we off the other way. But of course,
now,
that.
Here's the picture of the cabin.
Those are pretty good, aren't they?
Your mother wouldn't
know.
No. She put those on a separate place and bought them.
Yeah.
The
my mother always had like that big copper.
McAllister is interviewing Dr. Ross Arnett, veterinarian.
There. Now, this is Dr. Ross Arnett talking, going to be talking. Okay. To get it started, I'll get you started, is the main thing. And I asked Arden what I should first ask you, and he said, well, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, like where were you born?
Well, that's easy. Born in Millville, I say Millville, Medina, RFD, why? I need my form of home. I didn't have hospitals then.
You were born at home?
Yeah, I was about a child.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us what year you were born, Doctor?
1892.
1892? Oh, you're not very old.
A long time ago.
Okay. What was your father's name?
John.
And your mother?
Virginia.
Uh-huh.
My mother's brother was in Virginia in the Army when she was born.
Oh.
Civil War.
Oh.
1860, 1862.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up on a 25-acre farm.
You were or your mother?
I was.
You were, yeah.
And went to Medina High School.
Now, what's Medina High School? Was that, that was the old building, the old right? Whereabouts was that? In back of the one that's... Yeah.
Between there and what's the street?
Ann?
Ann Street, yeah. And they turned it into a library caught fire and burned the library up and all the statistics and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I still live ever after.
Mm-hmm.
And we were married them.
Well, before you get into being married, or maybe you got married, when did you graduate from high school? Do you remember?
14. January 14.
Uh-huh. January?
Well, I busted my German master back to get over, and so I got out in
They taught German in school then?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where I'm supposed to talk.
That's the only thing I can remember is the poem. These five sticks, that's all that's bedeutend. I forgot the rest of it.
Yes.
I took friends.
That time we had to take at least two foreign languages.
Mm.
And so you had to have two foreign languages. I took 2 years of Latin,
mm-hmm.
and got by on that,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking through the Sears Roebuck catalog and found a book on the commentaries of Caesar's Gallic Wars, and that's just what I needed to translate the Latin.
Caesar's what wars?
Gallic Wars.
Oh yes, the Gallic Wars, yeah. Well, when you
we saw and conquered.
Can we? Well, when you graduated from high school, you were still living at home, right?
That's right.
Did you go directly from high school on to college?
Well, I did the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And got home from school, and of course we had to work. And I went in the woods until spring came. And I got $1.50 a day.
What do you mean you went in the woods?
In the woods, cutting down trees,
and
making lumber, and firewood, and so forth.
Oh. Was that on your land?
No.
Oh.
Working for a neighbor.
I see. You got how much a day?
$1.50 a day. That was top pay.
Yeah. How did you cut the trees with a
saw? They went back and forth. Mm-hmm. And pulled on one end, the other fellow
did
the other.
They call that buck saw.
Is that buck saw?
Hmm?
What
no,
did you?
No, that's a cross cut saw.
What kind?
Cross saw.
Oh, cross.
Then we the tree that was really interesting. the boss and I worked the whole forenoon to get it to go down. And I was reading an article in the paper that some of those trees in the west, two men with a crosscut saw, worked 3 days to cut one of the trees down.
And you did it one morning?
Yeah, well, of course, this was a, this probably was a tree that was 150 years old, though, so some of those trees out west are 2,000 yes. years old.
Mm-hmm. What kind of tree was it, do you remember?
Well, I think it was soft maple. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made an application to the state of New York for a certificate to go to school, mm-hmm. go to college, and they took their sweet time and didn't come when school opened, and I wrote to the dean of the college, and this was in a transition period from horses to cars, tractors, and so forth, and I wrote to the dean, told him the circumstances, and he said that I could be injured conditionally until the thing came, which was about 2 months afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I missed about 2 weeks of that preparatory work that you probably know more about than I do.
No, no. I'm not a college person, so I don't know anything about it. You'll have
you
to tell me.
About it.
No. Well, you were going to go on scholarship, was that it?
Hell no. Hard work.
You
what?
Going on hard work.
I see.
Oh, I didn't have anything on it, but I earned myself and
mm-hmm.
my little dad could afford to give
mm-hmm.
me. My senior year, I got $165 from home.
How much
no
was
tuition?
No.
Whereabouts was this now?
Cornell.
Cornell. Now, was this Cornell Ag School, agricultural
no,
school?
No. Veterinary school.
The veterinary school. Was that a 2 year school or
it was
four?
A 3 year school then.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the last 3 year class.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Next year they had to go 4 years. Now they go at least six.
Hmm.
A lot of the fellows are graduates from ag school before they go.
What year did you graduate then, Doctor?
17.
1917.
Graduated into the Army, but I couldn't get in because I was so skinny.
You couldn't get in today. You're still skinny.
Well, I weigh a little bit more than I did then.
Really?
But, the first year I was in college, she was in high school. Finishing up.
Well, now, you had met...
in high school.
In high school. Let's see now. What was your maiden name, Mrs. Arnett?
Oudekerk is the Dutch name.
Oudekerk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll come back and interview you later. But you met each other in school, right?
Oh, yeah.
In high school. Okay.
Then, you know, Melville lived out there.
Well, now, you got married when you were in high school or college?
No,
or
no,
no, you were...
Well, we got married... while I was waiting for a decision in the Army.
Oh, so you got married, what, 1917?
1918.
Oh, we got married in
17, yes. Ross Jr. was born 19.
Yeah.
When the war was over, in 19, we moved here, and 10 days later, Ross Jr.
That's been an awful hard move.
Didn't have the curtains up, my aunt came.
Oh dear. So you got married in 1917 and then your baby came. Now, when you were the last 3 year graduating class, or 3 year class to graduate from Cornell, and you graduated in 17. Now, Arden said you had a brother that was killed in the war. That this,
he graduated from Union College, I believe it was, in Albany. He was took most of his work in Buffalo, but he missed his surgery, and so he didn't graduate. He went back to Albany, got the senior year over. And he graduated or got out of practice and went in the Army, and see, we were married the 2nd of June. He was still practicing. And he went in the Army, and he stayed in England for a year. And then he went into France. He went in about the 1st of January, and the 16th of April he was killed.
In France. What was his name?
John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was was he in the Army as a doctor?
No.
Mm-hmm. He was on
the ambulance. He got a first lieutenant. I would have got a second lieutenant. But I took the examination, and the doctor wouldn't pass me, and then they reduced the weight 10 pounds, and I called up Dean Moore, who was head of the college, and he said, come back and he'd get another examination for me, which I did, and that fellow wouldn't pass me, so I got on here for 60
oh,
years.
You're 60. How much did you weigh at that time?
I don't know. Forgotten.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have scales.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Didn't have scales that way.
Didn't have those.
Now,
this is a time of transition, as I said to start with. My dad always used horses for power, and a lot of hay, you know, would make a lot of power.
Not electricity, but hay.
Yes.
So I went home in the spring. I went to working on the farm, our own farm, driving horses and plowing the machinery and so forth. And I took the state boards and passed those and started practice.
Did you start practice here in Medina?
No, we did a little practice with the horse and buggy in the country.
In Millville?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Out of Millville.
Uh-huh.
And we moved in here on the 1st of April, 3rd of April,
uh-huh.
1919. Ross Jr. was born the 13th.
Yeah.
And born here in the house. That's the way we did then.
Did you have somebody here to help you?
Dr.
He was out doctoring the old cow. I was
you
trying to end
probably are familiar with Howard Pratt.
Yes, yes.
And the morning that Ross Jr. was born happened to be on Sunday, and I was down to his place and had delivered a calf.
Oh, really?
And I got home, Hazel was in labor, and scared to death.
I called a friend of mine.
The neighbors came in to pass the fire and so forth. And I remember we called one doctor and a nurse. We had a community nurse then. We had money to spend.
Oh, yeah, but a county nurse now.
Didn't have any deaths. The village didn't have any deaths. We called one physician and he said he'd be up as soon as he got his dinner. And we waited until pretty near 4 o'clock, and he didn't show up, so called another man, and he didn't have time to put on his white coat even. Grabbed up a sheet and put that on over himself. And,
mm-hmm.
And,
what was that doctor's name, do you remember?
The doctor that delivered the baby was Dr. Munson.
Dr. Scott
or Dr.
No,
Munson?
No.
Oh, I thought you said Munson.
I called Dr. Scott and he didn't, he came after.
Oh, then he had Munson.
Yes, Munson,
you,
Dr. Munson.
Right.
From
when you really need
the
doctor, he hightailed out of the door and
right.
disappeared.
Uh-huh.
Scott was Ruth's doctor.
Well,
uh-huh.
It was Sunday.
He was afraid of
now
me
they
was
don't work on
slow.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, so you started Being a vet up in Millville then.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, according to the book that I'm reading, things were a lot different. And did you start with big animals or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
My first few years in practice, about 90% of my work was horse work.
Yes.
And then they began to get cows, and the milking machine came out.
Well, excuse me, didn't most people have a cow?
That's the trouble. They had 2 or 3 cows. Now they have 200 or 300.
Yeah. But you didn't get to do much cow work, mostly horses?
At that time, because there weren't any cows to do it with. And we moved in here. It was the poorest house in town. And the floor out there was...
Oh, don't.
Was, had the chimney on the house. And mm-hmm. the studying down cellar had gone bad, I guess. And when Ross Jr. would kick in the baby carriage, it would roll across the floor.
Oh, dear. Well,
I got, tell all the bad things.
Got far enough ahead, so the man that owned the house died, and I had to buy it or move. And so I bought it. And the wind came along and blew a tree over on the front and smashed it up. And I did a fixing the break up. I overhauled the whole house. Mm.